Blog Talk Radio.
When the Murrays discovered Gain Scentbeats, they fell in love with the irresistible scent. So did their dog, Roger. Gain Scentbeats keep even the stinkiest stuff smelling fresh.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Again, you know, can y'all hear me?
Loud and clear.
Can you hear me? Loud and clear. All right. That's all I needed to know. Welcome, 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 welcome to another night of the Poetry Legacy as it continues with Ngozi Timeosi Media and WBNN. And WBNN presents the Boston Chronicles with your host, Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston. Y'all come through and join the conversation and support our family of entertainment and poetry. Call in and listen. Spit some verbal ink. Sing. Tell some jokes. Or just come through and support our platform by promoting what you do. The call-in number is 1-516-453-9166. Press 1 to speak to the host. All right. And if you don't have a plan to call into the online radio shows, download the TextNow app, and you can call in for free. All right. Y'all just stand by, because here we go. We're going to do this thing tonight, you know. First of all, I want to take a moment of silence to a great friend, a bishop, a pastor, a teacher, a man of God who passed away this morning at 5:28 in Africa. He was my first African contact in 2009 when I first came aboard Facebook. So we're going to have a moment of silence for Bishop Johnny Abraham. So, and let that brother continue on forward to the kingdom. All right, now here we are. Okay. So, Brother O, how you doing tonight, man?
Always here and available, brother. I mean, you know what it is, man. You know, do your thing, man. Okay. You know how it is.
All right.
Two in my tune, and then you know how it is. Go ahead, do your two pieces.
Yes, baby. Sir. All right. Okay. See, the message to you, since you so insistent, what if I unlock me to you inside my head? What if I unlock me and walk through the entire circumference of your ability to come into my mind? I wonder how your physical self would react to the trillion megawatts of peace dancing with the love you so desire to entrust me with. I just want to give you a chance for some of this totally free, but it has consequences. But if abused, you so insistent to enter this place within me, but you seem fascinated and stultified, may a little confused by my verbal assertion as to why I'm standing before you. I would not be if your physical self didn't ask for guidance. Your whole vibe changed when consequences stood still in the game. Oh, you realized that you had to be real and honest to even reach the threshold to meet the protector of the key box? Second choices. You can sit on the banks of your brain and ponder me, but you still won't have crossed the desired point, the trillion megawatts of peace dancing with love you so desire to entrust me with. And that's that first. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now on the WBNN Ngozi Tai Entertainment Network featuring the Boston Chronicles. I'm your host, Mr. Boston, and we're going to do this thing tonight. Just in case that you are not mindful, this is the Poetry Show. All right, so this is what we do. We come in, we do the poetry, and we keep it moving, okay? All right, now, so let's get back to the things at hand. Poetry. My poetry is a series of my seasoned brain and self-appreciated thought, conscious and unconscious, an actual action of simple composition at times beyond the box of cultivated linguistical improvised mental libraries. Drawn upon mental perceptions, reality that it is a continuous speech based upon the freedom to speak without interference of my spoken or written ideas at times, sometimes the ones that you don't like, appear, shake, rattles to disturb the sleep. So leave them to Mr. B, the Boston Chronicle, speaking them that make you uncomfortable. So go on about your own life, because I will not become silent from fear or negative opinion. Conscious I am, and conscious and not your reality. I am my own spoken, written reality with the confidence that no one has the right to stop. To stop my mind on these pages that ink from being written in the recesses of mine. And that's that second piece. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to have a track from the world renowned, top of the line, DJ, DJ O.
Yeah, hellify, heavenfy.
Sing it again for me.
Sing it.
All that I am.
Of a black man's gone. I see you laughing with swollen eyes. Life beat a mother when you're playing a losing side. Dreams deferred, visions blurred, a hustle's heard, and anyone who would listen, respect deserved. A lesson's learned. How many sleepless nights have you? How many shiftless days have you watched it turn it to fade away? Or why you lose all trace to backtrack? You have to be right and exact, but like a paper, a nigga act like a nigga, forget that he black. Moms is working two jobs, pops is worshiping two guys. Through hard times, at the border times, wondering what's on God's mind. From the east, those give grace. Diamonds reflect them south days. Where my uncle lays his game down. He's in the galaxy of game and never came down. He's from the same town. I mean, planning it down. You know, down I'm going an iceberg slam. Had a precious whole angel. Sharpest in the stable. Blonde wig with the pierced navel. He branded her as angel. In disguise, eating his pockets and feeding him lies. After two broken arms and black eyes, she wrote a book to make his favorite vibe. Sent his soul to a system where he never breathed again. Down to earth, just to leave again.
Have a chance. Call in. Speak your piece. Support this platform and the Ngozi Time family. The call-in number is 516-453-9133. And join the conversation with your host, Mr. Boston. Now listen to the audience. I'm going to have this question. I'm going to explain it. And then I'm going to bring in a caller, if it's any out there. And I'm going to see what you have to say about this piece. What's the purpose of a lie when you know that the first lie complicates everything before and after? There's no known reason, neither excuse for grown-ass folks to outright lie. So you made it so difficult for me to believe anything you spoke or said to me. You complicated a very fruitful growing friendship. You flat out lied to me. You created turbulence. Drama stacked on drama. Then you stacked the deck with scripts from TV. And yeah, they were good, but not good enough to fool my intuition. And now, complications. Now I can see why you get used, played, because you attempted to sucker grown season me. See, so many lies had me to rethink the friendship, the one you had actually lost 2 weeks ago, because your truth lacked a strong foundation. Don't you know I see bullshit coming, especially when the tricksters lie to gain interest? You lied about your housing situation, your money situation, your marriage situation, and then compacted it with more lies about your housing situation. And then you breed a form of lie that I cannot speak about, but you know the photo shooting thing. You know what I mean. The one where the wire was placed in the mouth, more bullshit. Now you catch Jeffrey's drift. Shit stinks, and so do people who habitually lie for no known reason. You didn't have to lie to me, but since you've been telling lies from the beginning, it didn't matter if you told more lies. You can only lie to yourself. I spotted the owl today, one that flies on lies. You were so ignorant to lie for a reason. Whatever reason, it was stupidity that always catches you, fool. Complicated. In peace. Now, Ngozi, we're gonna bring in a caller if we have any. Do we have any?
Mr. Boston, it's Jerry Pacito. How you doing, baby?
Hey, my sister. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie.
Oh, how you feeling today? How you feeling?
Almost, you know, and I'm listening to your piece about lying. And it's kind of weird, but something happened recently where a family member really went crazy lying, and it kind of blew up in their face. And it was over nonsense, ridiculous nonsense. So this is what I was told by a younger generation, that they have an answer for everything, and they have, this is what they told me, that when people lie like that, they have a sickness, and sometimes it's uncontrollable if they cannot get help for it.
That poem was actually based on a real situation?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I say real situation, a real situation. And it ate at me, and I said to myself, no, I'm not going to write this piece because now I'm walking in turbulent water if I write this piece. But then my intuition told me, if you don't write this piece, this lie that was told to you, stacked on top of lie, is going to eat at you until you tell that story. So I told the story. And yes, person saw the story and actually contacted me in an inbox and said, you didn't have to blast me like that. I said, well, what makes you think I was talking about you? Is there some kind of guilty feeling about it? Did I put your name in it? She said, no, but I know you was talking about me. And I said, well, then you know I know you lied to me not once but five or six times in a row because you stacked the deck. And then when I came back to ask the question, a very pertinent question, you went silent and didn't speak to me again. So the truth always unfolds itself, you know. It always unfolds itself. So, Miss Petito, I know you got something from Mr. Boston.
I do. All right, you ready?
Of course, I'm always ready for you.
And you know what? This is appropriate because it's called integrity. Okay? So, do you even know how to be true to yourself and others? I'm asking you. If you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? Or do you shy away? Or are you like me? I don't try to be someone I'm not. I don't try to pretend to have more than I got. You see, to me, what does matter most are people in general. So please don't you boast on how great you are with all of your loot and the things that you have with the horn that you toot. Because if you don't share with people in need, you become your own king filled with anger and greed. Do you have integrity? Do you really not care whose feet you step over? Life just seems unfair. What will it take to get back what we had? Because the way you're treating people is disgusting and sad. Here's the last part. Because in the end, which we all will see, as we take our last breath, who do you want to be? That horrible guy, the liar, the cheat, or the guy they all trusted? So make a choice on who to be. I hope you choose wisely on who you should be.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our Hall of Famer, Miss Jerry Petito, and she came and gave y'all a lesson in integrity. Pay attention, listen, and apply the lesson. Thank you, my beautiful, beautiful friend. Thank you.
Love
appreciate
you.
All right. Love you back. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live at WBNN. We broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. This is a product of Ngozi Time Multimedia, featuring the Boston Chronicle. Call in at 516-453-9133 and join the conversation with the host. I am Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston of the Boston Chronicles. So I'm going to give you one more piece, and then I'm going to let the DJ handle his business. So listen closely. If you get too close to me and you smell good, I'm going to eat you like a Black Angus steak. And then stir your cherry Kool-Aid until you beg me to eat the piece out of your cobbler. She said, man, you don't have those skills. And I said, lady, check, check. I will eat that piece like you drink water. Make your eyes masturbate. Make your toes crip walk while banging you with my index finger. Girl, let me put your pee hole fears to rest. I will make that thing and train that thing to jump over a fence to get to me. See, your vagina worships this tongue as the epitome of long-time resilience. Make that hole collapse. So with all those flaps and folds, I came to finish what God didn't. Then she said, kitchen table or coffee table? Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to have a track by the international DJ legend, Ola Ski. Do your thing.
What I see is my future wife to be. Only God himself, more important in this life to me. You've been there for me, nurtured and cared for me. Never left my side, in you I can't confide.
Love, 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 love.
Everything about you.
Love, love, love.
sing about you.
Known by the mother. The moment a child is born, the mother is also born. Everything within her has been given to what she has been instructed to bring into this dirt land. The tie which links mother and child is of such pure and immaculate strength as to never be violated. No place in this world is as safe as a mother's womb. And nobody in this world is as loving as my mother. Being a mother is an attitude, not a biological relation. My mother is pure radiance. She is the warmth of the sun I can touch and kiss and hold without getting burnt. My mother is a strength no one could overstand. She birthed me to be free and not attached. And that was actually to my mother. Okay. One more. Since you insist that I show you that little wild creative creature that lives and lurks within me, the same one that wants me to tie her up, spank her, pinch her nipples, and flirt with her swollen protuberance, fingering her inner sponge, and finish you off with a sphincter muscle, wet tongue massage with bear rabbit syrup. And that's that piece. Do we have any callers in the building?
Yes, we do. Before I go to the next track, caller number two, you're live right now, Mr. Boston.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to tonight?
You are speaking to Ava Holly from the Casual Chat. How are you, Mr. Boston?
Ah.
The famous Jeffrey Sanders. I love your poetry.
I'm not famous.
You know, I gotta say something about your poetry. Your poetry is often deep, yet it's often simple. And either way, it comes across so beautiful because you get right what you're saying, whether you take it really deep or whether you just stay on the surface. It's just really, really beautiful. So I commend you for that because I love, love poetry. And I got to go back to what Jerry Pepito said, because at the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you have to like who's looking back. And although I think I agree with her on habitual lying, that that's a disease. and it just creates more disease when people keep doing it and they need to get help for it. Yet I also agree that there are degrees of lying. Yet what you're talking about is friendship and deep, maybe intimacy even. Those kinds of things, there can be no lying, because it's just like you said, it's when you find it out, it's done, you know? So going back to the end of the day, you need to look in the mirror and you need to like who's looking back at you. So that's my 2 cents. And, love your show. Love you, honey.
And you were so correct. You were so correct on your response. Absolutely on point. You was paying attention. You was paying attention. And you know what I find? Let me tell you what I find. When I post my poetry, I post my poetry to see who's actually reading and who's actually skipping over it. And I can tell when a person actually read the piece, and I can tell when a person actually skipped over it by the response. And so then I don't go back and say, hey, you didn't read the piece. What I do is I respond to that person with another answer or another response to get them to understand exactly what I'm saying and how I'm saying it. A lot of people get
confused. I saw one of your pieces online. One of the ones you read tonight, I saw posted.
I try to teach. Because I have, well, here where I'm at right now, we have a group of kids called Crunk Poetry, and they go to the library every 2 weeks, and we have teaching classes and teaching the young kids how to write. You know, we don't tell them what to say. We just try to teach them how to write and how to use the vocabulary and stuff like that. So, and at the same time, they be like, why don't you do one of them deep pieces that you do and then explain it to us? And I do, and I explain it to them, and they just be like stultified, and I was like, oh, you know, I need to go on with you so I can sit at your desk with you, and you know, it's just fun. It's just fun being around kids
is.
And being able to teach them, you know. So that's what I enjoy.
Your poetry is beautiful. So enjoy, because I love poetry, all kinds of poetry. So I'm really enjoying it. So thank you for that.
Okay. All right. Thank you for coming through and supporting the show. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to have a track by the international DJ legend. Oski, do your thing, baby.
You
Number three, who may I have the opportunity to speak to and get on this mic tonight?
Good evening. It's Genesis Amaris Kemp with the Gem Segment. How are you tonight, Mr. Boston?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I need to get to your show. You just, the only thing is you have a show on the night that I work the overtime shift because one of my drivers likes to take off on your night. Well, one day I'm going to get to your show, and I'm going to come to your show, and I'm going to come and support you 100%.
Okay, I greatly appreciate it. You could always listen to the archives, too.
Oh.
But being there live is no better. Being there live is no better.
So, what do you have for Mr. Boston tonight?
Well, I am just calling in to show my support for your poetry and all of the work that you're doing right here on WBNN and just letting you know that I am in the background listening in, juggling, honestly,
juggling
my soul and listening.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to do a piece just for you. It's a little bit on the raunchy side and a little bit not on the raunchy side, but I'm going to do this piece for you.
Wait a minute, bro. Wait a minute, Mr. Boston. Wait a minute. This woman is married, man. Wait a minute. This woman is married, man, with children. Hey, be cool, man. Her man can be listening to this piece, man. You crazy?
I ain't finna do nothing runchy like that. I was just messing with her. All right, this is a piece I'm gonna do. It's called The Therapist Slide of My Pen. My words come through my pen like a hurricane, if you must know. On a come up from evening to sun up. I'm the architect like I wrote the code to what's up out. I was born in the eye of the storm. I'm an artist. I tried to create art. The perpetual motion of illusion, the feel of my journal and the inky slide of my pen tip that scratches off my mohair. That sometimes create turbulence to a weak mind, therapist at work. I wrote my way out of hell. I wrote my way to simplicity's heaven, my own deliverance as I crossed the raw tracks of my order. It got me swirling like a hurricane with a disturbing name. zombie, hater, killer that exists in every sentence of my pen hits my anxious soul is rushing intuitive perception to my head. Scribbling, gifting winds, thoughts are coming like a train in a stop station. Upon my lips had voice flowing outward and upward. My pen is unidle. My thoughts keep roving. I clutch my pen while words are left to scrawl like a hurricane to know this pen flows thoughts. Through words, I kind of live where I find myself. I want you to be the love song that I never wanted to forget from the ink of my pen to my paper. My pens are scalpels in disguise of fire and of light. I write in the confinements of my own mind and have to cope with no one except my own self. Still staying in the unconscious, a frame of mind you can pull yourself out and throw up two rhymes first and work it back. You get the rhymes first and work it back, and then you see if you can make sense in any kind of way. You can still stay in the unconscious frame of mind to pull it off, which is the state of mind you have to be in anyway. Coming in through an absent roof, words are not enough. Yet my pen is a naked person. Some people say that my pen is a poet. And that's that piece from Mr. Boston in the Boston Chronicles on WBN. In Nkosi Time Multimedia, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. All right, there's that piece. All right. Now, what do I do now? Do I try to keep it clean? Or do I try to make it dirty? What do y'all want to hear? Tell you what. I'm going to incite some senses tonight. See, if I place this thing right where you want me to, your breathing would change erratically. You would beg for mercy, but there's none for Mr. Boston. Because I warned you about the work I do with intentional satisfying mystification. I asked you beforehand, could you handle my tongue finger repetition? And now you have come unplugged. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have another track from the worldwide renowned international DJ, the legend. Brother.
Hey, living in the best way, driving for this shadow pain. Tell me when will it end, when a baby pays for its mother's sin and trapped inside the four walls of a passageway. Way too strong,
way too strong.
Now she's down, dying slow, and the school still won.
Yeah, yo, hey yo, it started when they birthed him. Running around, stuck in the projects. Now he can't wait till the first come. Little older now, he can't wait till the dope come. Sleep all these years and nobody awoke him. Getting it so he could cover the whole border. Question is, how many of us can hold water? It seemed like telling is in. Niggas assign states, get an order protection and tell them again. I'm a left lane nigga. My life is much faster than yours. I'm with a chick and it's attached to a bra. Got the Air Ones matching the car. All white, my niggas slinging all night, so we rapidly score. That's what they wanna clap at me for. Understand that the flow is like the coke daddy naturally raw. So I'ma get my cash on and my mash on, then get my ass up out of the fast lane. It don't last long.
Welcome to another WBN and N live broadcast, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. This is the product of Negotiate Time Multimedia featuring the Boston Chronicle. Call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation with your host. I'm Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston. And if your plan doesn't allow for you to call in to the online show, download the free Tech Talk app from the App Store, and you will be able to call in to the online show. So here I am, walking in the light of this day alone. No, I'm not. I am in the hands of, so Jeffrey worries not, because he is blanketed in the hands of the universe. Those things outside of me has no matter. What matter is Jeffrey. You can say I might be selfish, and that may be true today. And if I may be, it is because other people have made me this way. Usury has a tendency to make you do things, to lead you not to do the same thing looking for a different result, and I will not. So to think I am selfish is your opinion. I call it learn from the lessons other people show you before they snow you. And that's that piece from Mr. Boston in the Boston Chronicle. You know, when you've been in the streets for such a long time, intuition becomes your best partner. When you spend time in the service of this country, you hone that skill, and that skill speaks to you. I wonder why. I ask again. I wonder why people think you are dumb and crazy because they don't have that skill. I the wise person don't look at the big things. He pays attention to the crumbs you drop, because one thinks he is a fool, but this is the one that's not paying attention to the lessons being rendered. Because the little lies, the behind-the-back shit, the untruth, the famous stories that didn't make sense, and the lie you told yourself that you understood me, but so plain to see that you were lying to me. It don't matter. The purge is a pure fact because you didn't protect me. At first I was angry, then I laughed. But to come a distance and get hung out like a shirt that's in tatters, I should be mad, but I'm not. I'm grateful that I learned a lesson. People you trust are the people who gonna burn you. So the purge is present with extreme prejudice and plausible denial. Let this purge handle the business with karma by his side. And that's Mr. Boston from WBNN. Do we got any callers in the building?
Yeah, you do. And someone that knows you very, very well, before I bring her on, we need some love poems tonight, baby.
Find myself probing for love makers. theaters at the Encore. Lonely like single mothers on the stoop. I am loneliness, and I find myself searching for love poems.
Y'all, welcome back to this live broadcast of WBNN, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. And y'all already know this is a product of Ngozi Chime Multimedia featuring the Boston Chronicles. Call in at 516-453-9133 and press 1. Conversation with the host. I am Mr. Boston Jeffrey Sanders. And if, again, I can't stress this enough, if your phone plan does not support calling into the online shows, be aware that there's an app in the Play Store called Talk Text. It's a purple, it's a little purple thing. Download it. And believe me, you are going to be happy that you did. I'm going to reiterate on something that Bishop Johnny Abraham Everapps had a conversation with me about before his passing this morning. And I'm going to do this. And it says, from the words of Bishop Johnny, talk from the spirit in full bloom with something to think about that shakes the soul of the spirit. Those words open the landscapes of those spirits whom have yet opened the spirit to the heart of love. Bishop's words stated, love is not a feeling or instinct. Bishop spoke clear that love is an organism inside us ready to explode at any given opportunity. And as so, let Jeffrey walk in the courtyard of common sense, of study. The spirit within me speaks from a space of love. Through the tabernacle of discernment and true sense of study, love is a listener, yet whispers out loud and direct. Love is a strength, the barrier against possession. The feminine and the masculine can love each other with everything they are or come to be, yet they still won't own each other. Because the fierceness of the heart will not settle between walls. Love is like the skilled hands of the potter, an art of inspired fluid of self-propulsion over wild landscapes, driving to the point of indispensable creation that demands mastery to obtaining the crowning love of the threefold spirit. Because love is not an instinct, yet love is an intellectual venture. Love is unconfined and cannot be bound by love's intellect or reason. Yet most of the human entity don't even know love is a hunter and huntress on many esoteric spiritual levels of the human rationale. Love is not an illusion of mind, yet the perfect aid to procreation. Turn love into games and fantasies. What do I call myself? Love, vaulted door of delight. Created by the proper atmosphere, speaking love's own case, deciding its own favorite. Love is the spirit that has been self-created to be rebirthed time and time again. At times beyond human sight, beyond the human sight reflex, where mind isn't yet, but common sense is the math of spiritual love. We are who we are. God asks nothing more. The love we claim, the love we allow into our space, the type of love our lives allow will either feel aligned with the nature of another or will be unequally yoked. And if you have faith in the power of love within you, own it. Learn the exceptions. Love becomes a deep-rooted embodiment of enlightenment only if both spiritual and human love is cultivated in balance. That sacred space guided by the Most High, that sacred voice that speaks loud yet whispers when the spirit of love calls. Hear the heavenly voice and heed it. Listen. What is true is invisible to the eye. It is only with the heart that love sees clearly. It is imagination that is sacred and true to the spirit within our souls. The organism of opportunity has spoken with a loud yet silent whisper. All right. All right. Now, you have hidden in your mind what you desire to ask me, but too afraid the answer would be too real to the reality you live in. See, I overstand, but for this moment I'm staying and standing in the space I command, and that space unfolds you, even though you haven't yet realized, neither recognize it is on the level I actually command. Yes, I'm a captain, a matrix walker, a thing you've never seen, the likes of. All I do is eat avocados and drink water. Do you hear my wind song? Then you're not ready for me just yet. See how you and your heart speaks to the atmosphere that surrounds you? That is me you are breathing. That brings about the final aspect of I and you that you have hidden from reborn truth. And that's that piece. Do we have a caller in queue? Caller? Caller in queue? Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Brother Boston. This is Sister Bessie the Truther. Peace and blessings to you.
My Sister Bessie. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. You, you.
How are you, though?
Oh. How's my girlfriend?
Hi, how are you doing tonight? You sound very good. I know that, but you put it out there again.
Baby, you done came aboard. I'm going to be like the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's my girl doing?
All right.
How was your day today? That's what I want to know. How was your day today?
Well, it was really
and how is
day.
Your mindset at this moment?
Yes, my mindset is wonderful. I was with some ladies earlier, and we were dancing and laughing. And, you know, it just brought joy to my heart to see the ladies happy and laughing, and so was I.
Okay, and that's what you look. Let me tell you something, Sister Bessie. Let me tell you what I do to keep me happy, keep me stable, and keep me balanced. I wake up in the morning, and before I open my eyes, I say, Mother, Father, Universe, I thank you for letting me take this first breath. I thank you for allowing me to open my eyes to praise you. And then when I sit up on that bed, I look around my room and I say, look how beautiful this day is going to be, because I'm going to walk in the air and I'm going to breathe the air that sustains me over the course of this day. And I'm not worried about anything else but being sustained this day. And as I'm being sustained in this day, continue my goals that I set for the day, and I continue to walk, breathing that esoteric air that keeps me steady. That's what I do. Absolutely. So,
Well, I normally play that. I normally play that music when I get up. My favorite song is You Say, and I would say a song to my creator, and that helps me throughout the day. But I also got two poems for you, and I wanted to know if it's all right to speak it.
You do your thing, Sister Bessie. I just told you, you my girlfriend, so you get some precedence here.
All right. I love you, okay. I'm Sister Bessie the Truther. I don't play with the words I say. I was born in the hood, and I shall die in the hood. That's right. I'm Sister Bessie. With this knowledge, I'm going to test you. When I speak, the universe is at its feet. The warrior in me, they can't stop. So let your mind pop with what I got. I'm Sister Bessie with the stuff for your head that makes the elite seem red. Peace I preach, and it's not dead. The games you play, I've been through them all day. Let's keep our enemies at bay. Wisdom cometh from my mouth, because I'm an old head from the south. This is what I bring to the table, because everything else is a fable. I'm Sister Bessie, and I play by my own rules. I'm telling you, don't be no fool, because the wicked is after your soul. Let me break it down to you. You have the power for this hour to stand tall against this wall that has been placed for you to fall. I'm Sister Bessie, to lift you up, not to tear you down, so you can wear a crown. Don't be a snitch, because that's the spirit of a witch that will place you in a death pit. Stop the bullets that are in flight. Hold on to each other real tight for this fight in life. Love and respect is key, and train your mind to see. I'm Sister Bessie. Hear me when I speak, because I'm not weak. The words I say may help you one day. So be a tower for all to shower. I'm Sister Bessie, your earthly flower.
Wow. Hold up. You know, let me tell you something. When Dr. Dre was singing that song, ooh yeah, then he said, hold up, now come back again, what was that you just said at the end? You Sister Bessie. Hold up. I like that part. You made it plain and clear. I'm Sister Bessie, and I'm in command. Sister Bessie, ain't nobody got no control over me except for Sister Bessie. I like that stand-up soldier right there. That's a positive outlook right there. I like that.
Yeah.
You know. So, all right. All right. Where that next? Where that next piece? Because I got something off the top of my head for you.
All right.
All right.
I'm the one you look at. I'm the one you look at from the corner of your eye. Yes, I'm black, but beautiful. You can't stop my flow because my soul has been here from the beginning. All sisters must betray respect to start with. In me is power. For every hour, I'm standing tall, even when you plot for me to fall. A mother, a sister, a warrior I am to my race. This you'll never be able to take away. I'm not what you think, because I won't walk the plank. Fire is in my mouth, and my words travel from north to south. Don't underestimate my wisdom, because I'll make you feel like a dum-dum. I'm not what you think. I'll put you down with a sneaky wink. I'm a queen from generation to generation. I'm not what you think. Play me if you want. I'll be on you like a man. Hunt. I'm not what you think because you see me wearing pink. I'm not who you think I am. I'm the truth, and I will speak the truth on any roof. I don't need a gun because my words will take you to the sun. Justice and freedom and strength is my badge. Everything else you think of me, just go in the trash. I'm rich because I'm your queen. Look here, I'm not being mean. I just want you to know, I'm not what you presume that I am. I'm not what you think.
Unmuted.
Uh-oh. Listen, you keep coming. With those pieces right there, you keep speaking all of that into existence. And Sister Bessie, you are going to be all right. Believe me. You building your own self-foundation up under you. Keep your feet planted on that foundation. And you are going to be all right. Believe me. Now, I have something just for you. I'm going to make you go to bed thinking about this tonight. So you got to listen carefully. Listen carefully so you don't become misconstrued. I am your intense fleeing and the taste of that bottle of wine that's on your mind, but be aware the depth of my intuition's romance. With bewildering verbosity that could turn you into a beautifully cooked Italian meal, sip on you like a cup of undisturbed coffee afterwards. I assume you won't mind, and she said, fair enough. See, let me help you then. Let me not convince you silent, but I will swiftly swarm your creating tidal waves of sensual, serendipitous intrusion with my natural nature in your dedicated parking lot, and I will touch your most sensitive spots with my fingers and make you call me by my spiritual name, Jeffrey Sanders. And that's that piece.
Oh, thank you. I love the boss, but you hit straight from the hip.
Ain't that the only way to be? We grown folks, right? We grown, right? Did she
lose?
Did
we
lose her?
Yes, we are grown. Yes. No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm here.
Okay. We grown. And we act accordingly with responsibilities. And when we're doing this portrait thing, we have a responsibility to send our message, speak our message, write our message, make no matter what anybody say. I am a large component of freedom of speech. I do not bite my tongue. I don't care if the President of the United States has stood before me. I do not bite my tongue. I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and hey, it is what it is. I'm going to keep on pushing.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Yes. All right, okay. Brother Boston. I will be on the May the 26th.
May the 26th. Okay. All right. And I will definitely try to be there because, you know, with my mother in hospice and me working and taking time to go over and make sure that she's okay. You know, all my brothers and sisters are here now. And so now I go by every day to check on mom, but I spend one night every 8 days with my mother and to make sure she's comfortable. And I had a conversation with her this morning. And she said, you know what, son? I'm going to tell you this. She said, if God came down right now and grabbed my hand and told me it's time to go, she would specifically tell him, I'm not going because I am not ready to go because I'm not done with me yet, and you're not done with me next now. And that's what she said. All right. Okay. That's just what she said. All right. Sister Bessie, I appreciate you. Loving on you like 9,000. You know what I told you the other day. California is the place to be. So you have to show up. Show up so you can show out. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to know. I'm going to ask this question. I want to know, who is your favorite? Who is your favorite DJ? Because right now, I'm going to give my favorite DJ a chance to spin his tune. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have a track by the international DJ legend, Old Ski, do your thing. Spin that turntable.
I met her, burning up the track from Cincinnati all the way to Cadillac. Unleashed that fire, that pissed this eye. All that time to turn trick, what was running through her head was get the lick. She did my bacon for me.
Baby, baby.
You know, that song right there takes me to a time and place where I was just starting out writing poetry. And I started writing poetry in 2007, 2008 while doing time at the federal level of imprisonment. And I picked up my pen, and that song right there reminds me of what brought me to the world of poetry. So I'm going to do this piece that I have to memory. Let them set the record straight. Let them set the record and reason straight. Since belief is not a strong point of your intellectual property, whenever you want to pay attention to what you should connect to your spiritual well-being, you're useless. Unloved life would gift you something that is overstood within the depth of my spiritual well, listening, learning, and applying, determining the depth of your spiritual health of well-being. But the depth of listening, shallow, learning, desolate, applying, has your human force discombobulated to a fault. See, there you go, attempting to explain what I'm trying to teach you, but you're trying to instruct me when you can't explain to me how to sweep a floor, boil water, or blow your nose. See, the person on the journey to see his spiritual elevation would just listen, pay attention, and apply. Did the explanation say a wise man knows nothing, yet see most things? Because attention pays handsomely. See, you missed the very first basic lesson of walking through the gates of knowledge. Because your ego stepped in the way and made you lie to yourself, and you made the lie, you walk in reality. See, the moment you can't begin to speak the three keys I gave to you to open your own spiritual door and unlock your humanness and unleash your spiritual power you have become so afraid of, now that you now have your head in a rock pit of your cranial passage, and you still stuck in a time warp of convolution and self-depreciation in the shadows of your own spiritual attention span that requested yourself the 32nd, two-thirds within your reach, and you are afraid of your own energy. Pay attention to the energy of my mental spiritual movement. Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is the WBNN Ngozi time, entertainment time. Ladies and gentlemen, I hand this mic over to the one and only, my mentor, my producer, my go-to person, Ngozi. And the mic is yours.
Well, listen, now before we go into Ngozi time, if I play my last track, I'm going to let the caller come on and have their, you know, quick final thought about this outstanding show. Carla, you're live right now with the Positive Chronicles.
Hello, Mr. Boston. This is Tiana Speaks. How are you tonight? Mr. Boston?
I am absolutely fine. I am elated that I could come and just run wild with it. I love my brother Ngozi because when he puts me on this show, he just gives me the mic and just lets me go. And the only thing I can go full speed ahead. And that's what I do. I just go full speed ahead.
Yes, you do. So I was going to say your poetry is very powerful. I don't know why I'm echoing, but your poetry is very powerful. You could feel the emotions behind every single poem, even the ones that you post online. It's like, wow, you can feel it in your spirit how you feel and exactly where you're coming from. And I appreciate your talent. So I wanted to call in to support your show. And I just think it's wonderful how you're able to express yourself on pen and paper. It's absolutely amazing. That's all I'm to support you.
Well, you know, at one time I was a quiet person, a quiet, very quiet person, from maybe 12 to maybe 13, because I've been out here on my own since I was 13. I left home when I was 13 because I wasn't going to allow my father to whoop me for something that he taught us not to do, and he came home one night drunk and he did it, and I got in his face and I had to tell him. I had to tell him, you know, are you still here? Is she still
here? Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm muted.
So I had to tell him, Daddy, you know, you've always taught us to never disrespect a woman, never put your hands on a woman. And you did that to my mother out of being intoxicated.
Wow.
And so I grabbed him in his shirt and I said, if you ever put your hands on my mother again, things are not going to be well for neither one of us. And he told me, well, we always got a whooping with a razor strap. So he told me, he said, I'm going to go in the room and get out of all my clothes, and he was going to whoop me. And I told him, you're never going to whoop me for the wrong that you did. And he said, well, you got two choices. You can take this whooping, or you can pack up whatever you have and leave. And I packed up and walked past him, and I didn't talk to my father again for 35 years.
Wow, that's a long time. 35. But I understand that.
Yeah.
Well,
and
it's a reflection
the only
of you.
Reason why. Yeah. And the only reason why I came to see my daddy, because my daddy contracted prostate cancer and he refused to go get treated. And for 12 years, he lived with that diagnosis for 12 years. So one night, he called me, and he says, son, I am sorry that I did what I did and made you leave home at such an early age. And I told him, I said, Daddy, you know what? It was meant to be like that, because, you know, from 5 years old, you taught me a whole lot of things about life and surviving in life. To go see him, and on my way to go see him, my father passed away. He passed away, and I never got to talk to him again. And I've learned to appreciate everything that he's taught me, because today, with the things that he taught me, I am fruitful. Very fruitful today. And I apply all of those lessons that he taught me. But you know what I discovered is everything that he taught me from a Mason standpoint. My father was a Grandmaster Mason. And right. He taught me everything from a Mason's standpoint. So I get a better understanding of life that's going on around me and the people that's around me. And I've learned not to get mad at the things people do, because people are incredible beings that is capable of doing anything. And I learned that by being in the military. And I've learned that a human being can go from living in a matter of seconds. You see, and everything in between being a human being and a killer is all mixed up in that circle. So I've learned to just not overlook it, but I learn when people do things, there's a lesson to be learned from what people do. That's the reason why you're put in that arena, so you can see it, so you can learn from it. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, that's it's the Goldie time. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say one thing, because I know it's in Goldie time. Your father having the cancer and not wanting to be treated, that might have been his way of punishing himself for what he did to you. I don't know if you ever thought about that.
Yeah.
But that might have been why he did not be treated.
I absolutely looked at it like that. I absolutely looked at it like that. Yes, indeed. And I'm glad
you
brought that.
I appreciate you being raw. My show is June 2nd at 9:30 p.m., The Power of Thoughts. And at honor of you, my title is going to be The Power of Words. That's going to be the title of my show.
Okay. Send a message.
Yo, just when I think that I forgot you, I hear that dub that we used to rock to. Just when I think I'm getting on without you, somebody passed and asked me about you. Was in the back of a cab the other day. Swear to God, I saw you walking past the other way.
Wait a minute.
My heart rushed, my face clutched. Tell the driver hit the brakes, slow the pace up. Wait up, wasn't you? Realized the mirage I was running to.
Damn, can the effects of love and time cause the mind to trick the eye? I wonder how you're getting by, and all the stars still in your eyes. Until you still just get the vibe to break the bank and spend the time. A reminiscence shift the time to when you was mine.
Years ago, in the midst of hallways and sliding doors, missing links are very, very obscure. Vision of you shine. Now, as I reminisce, will I ever see your face again? Baby, as I think back, will I ever see your face again? As I reminisce, as I reminisce. Divine has placed us in a small world, and thankfully so.
Thank God.
Our path crossed once more, and to whose surprise but mine, where 14th and 6th was the place where we combined once more. Door of the corner store, you stood. I remember this infection. As I think back, will I ever see her face again? As I remember. But with few exceptions in five, we became an item. Me for you and you for me. Good times and sickness and health. Broke ass and richness. Baby, we made it work.
Yes, yeah, I reminisce. Over this chick, colder than a shoulder. A princess, a soldier, raised in Islamic culture. Sexy as a girl on the Jamaica poster.
Met her overseas where it really don't be no sisters. Brought her on stage, it's Bilal, same soul sister. The body parts of blood was thicker. Sweet on her, trying to make sure it ain't the liquor. She was with a nigga, come to find out. She his sister backstage, conversation kissed her. Made me forget to remember that I pimp or die. Put the pimp in the side, I seen Kenya in her eye. Our connection lied in the life before. For us to meet again was divine law. So I can't describe how deep I dug her. Not only in memory can I hug her, I reminisce, y'all. My God.
We thank Bilal tonight for the outstanding soundtrack that I was able to put on my hands on the Wheels of Steel. And also Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, who is a legend in this community of international internet radio. I'm so glad to have him here tonight, right here on the Boston Chronicles. Tomorrow night, we come back at you with the 2022 Sir Griffin Award-winning Linear New Host of the Year, WBNN. His name is Cover One, and Stand Up to Stick, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertising too in Ngozi Time Multimedia. Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Also Google, right? And, of course, Ole Dada and Malaria goes to their Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or I want for program tonight, Ole De Leda and goes with Maya@gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ole Dada and Malaria goes to saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in our Fortune Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Thank you guys for your support. Thank you for the wonderful poems. And we leave you with the last piece by the legend himself, Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Freeman.
You know, when I take on a friend, I take that friend as face value. And I know that we are human, so we are prone to do human things. So I am going to give you a stretch of me when it comes to friendship and what I'm about when I involve you and giving you my friendship and my respect, because personally, I think that if you are a true friend to somebody, you always have to make time to grasp one or two of those friends and pour into them and make them think at a higher level. So I'm going to say this. You, my friend, you have a reason to be called friend because you earned that. Now, the next move on the board is to prove you to you. And when you do, and when you do that, then I'm going to guide you to be loyal and trustable to yourself. And the reason that is because you can't be trusted or be loyal to me if you're not to yourself. You see, infinity is where I come from. And infinity is where I teach from. So if I teach you to understand, teach self to overstand, so you better understand and overstand where I have arrived from. And that's knowing me in your friendship. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank the DJ, the producer, and all the people who called in, and to all the listeners out there, I appreciate you with untold numbers. I love you all. Till next month, we are going to say good night from WBNN and Ngozi Time Entertainment and Multimedia, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. And we're going to shut the lights out. We're going to turn the music off, and we're going to bed. So good night, everyone, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. Good night.